למשגיח רב חצקל טיצ'זס, וידעת היום והשבוס הרבבך כי השם היא הירקים בשמיים ממעל ארץ מתוחס אין עוד. It says in Dvarim Dalet Lamites, the Pasuk tells us you should know today and place it into your heart that God, He is Hashem, He is God. Bashamayim imal, on the heavens above, v'aretz mitachas, and on the earth below, eno, there is none other than Him. U'me'akasav hazeh anu remedim, we learn from this Pasuk, we understand from this verse, sh'af sh'ha'adam kvar yodea, ein dai b'kach. Even though we know that there's a God, that's not enough. Ela, tzarech l'hashav elavavai, it's necessary to take that knowledge and place it into our hearts. We have a mission to transform that knowledge and take it, place it into our hearts, make it something that we can feel, make it something alive. The Balei Musar used to say there's no difference between heaven and Gehenna and hell, except the slightest hairbreadth. There's only a slight, small difference. And what does that mean? And that means that the avoida, the hard work and toil and effort that we need to expend to transform that cold intellectual knowledge that there is a creator and a God, and to make it an emotional feeling that we can experience that's real, everything hangs upon that. V'adam yodeh harbe dvarim v'alzas en hu poyo l'fi ha'idiyazu. People know a lot of things. We know and recognize many things, but we don't always act based upon that knowledge. People know that it's dangerous to speed, but people speed nonetheless. People know it's dangerous to take risks. People still take those risks. Sometimes a person's intellectual knowledge about something is not enough to prevent him and direct his actions in a positive light. What's the reason? Because a person doesn't feel that way. If a person would know right away that as soon as he starts speeding he's going to get a ticket, of course he wouldn't speed. If a person knew right away that as soon as he takes risks it's so dangerous that he's going to be injured, of course he wouldn't take those risks. It's the fact that we don't see that, we don't feel it, we don't know it to be real, we don't recognize the clear and present danger involved in those actions, and therefore people take them. The same with emunah. We might recognize intellectually, but if we don't understand it and feel it as a real thing, then our actions won't reflect that. Like our sages taught, Yodim harishayim shiyamusu ela halev shelahem shechelev lahem al kislam. It says in the Gemara in Shabbos, the wicked know that they will die, but the chelev covers their kislam. They're covered up by the failure to recognize that it's so true. And this covers up that true understanding. It remains cold and intellectual, and it doesn't become real for them. The fact that the wicked know that they will die, it doesn't influence them enough to force them to change. Because they don't recognize it and feel it and experience it as real. Chev rema kislam. Hargashas shelo beze atumim. The chev al kislam means that it's stuffed up. It's closed up. Their emotions and their experience can't tell them this. The Gaon Rav Shach used to say, Hayarogi loymar ki odem she'eno mamin nikre pe'odem. A person who doesn't believe is called a pe'odem. What's the reason that Rav Shach used to call a person who lacks emuna a per adam? Ki amusag per adam sheina miyaches dover ledover. A per adam is like a primitive, like a person who a primitive man, a person who doesn't, he's not cultured, he's not civilized, and he can't compare things and understand things the way that we do because he's not from civilization. A person who lives his life like a per adam, a person who's uncivilized, uncouth, who lives his life that way, So he's not obligations. You know, if a person lives outside of civilization, nothing obligates him. There's no mores or rules that he has to follow. Similarly, any person who doesn't totally grasp the simple, clear understanding that there is a true creator, and all the wonders of creation, therefore he doesn't feel like he's implicated by anything. And at some level, he doesn't pay attention to them. A person who doesn't pay attention to the creation, who doesn't feel that the creation obligates him in any way, so he is called a pere adam. Shem should help us, we should be to make emunah feel real, place it into our hearts, strengthen us, and we will live the lives of those who are not a pere adam, a civilized life full of emunah.